AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump is banned by Twitter. Trump's tweets covered everything from policy announcements to complaints about the media, disparagement of women, minorities, his perceived enemies. There was praise for supporters, one-word declarations such as sad. He also fired numerous officials on Twitter. His posts, like his speeches at rallies, a torrent of misinformation. Twitter has long given Trump and other world leaders broad exemptions from its rules against personal attacks, hate speech, and other behaviors. But in a detailed explanation posted on its blog, the company said recent Trump tweets amounted to glorification of violence when read in the context of the Capitol riot and plans circulating online for future armed protests around the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski calls on President Trump to resign in the wake of his supporters' attack on the Capitol, in which five people, including a Capitol police officer, died. Congressional Democrats aren't waiting for Trump to decide. Here's more from the AP's Sagar Magani.
After his backers stormed the Capitol, Democrats say the president is too dangerous to stay in office. They're expected to introduce articles of impeachment Monday, with sources saying a House vote could happen midweek. A Senate conviction, though, would be unlikely, with just a dozen days left until the president leaves office and is replaced by Joe Biden, who is not weighing in.
What the Congress decides to do is for them to decide.
A White House spokesman says a politically motivated impeachment would only further divide the nation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge blocks the Trump administration's most sweeping set of asylum restrictions. The new rules had been set to take effect Monday. The ruling has limited immediate impact because the government has largely suspended asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border during the coronavirus pandemic. This is AP News. Alex Trebek's final episode of Jeopardy! Aired this evening.
This is Jeopardy! And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!, Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert, and Merry Christmas to you and to all of you, ladies and gentlemen.
More than 2 months after his death, Sony Pictures Television aired the last episode, and after the game was over, aired a 90-second montage tribute to the longtime host.
You really make me feel inadequate.
Sorry about that.
Why do I even set them up for these things?
Closing it with his signature lockout.
Until next time on Jeopardy, Alex Trebek. So long. So long, everybody.
So long, everyone. So long.
So long, everybody.
So long.
Trebek died of pancreatic cancer on November 8th at the age of 80. The show will continue next week with a series of interim hosts, starting with veteran Jeopardy! Champion Ken Jennings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.